doing well. We're going to talk about Germany and what's going on. They just had revised GDP numbers that kept them out of a technical recession. What is a recession? It is defined as two or more quarters of negative GDP growth and in a row. And the problem is that all the world is watching Europe, especially Germany. And I want to remind you, Germany went into a deep recession in 2005. Very bad. And they actually took the Eurozone down with them. And in turn, those I can't even try and sound smart right now. Stand by. That reverb went across the ocean into America and hit our mortgage-backed securities. Now, why is this important? Well, first off, not a lot of people remember that. It's pretty crazy how people forget history, and yet these cycles are easily repeatable. Germany tends to be the leader of all kinds of things, good and bad. We all know that, right? Technology, boy, they got some crazy stuff. And they've also done some really bad things. They've led a lot of bad things, especially when it comes to economics. Now, what really pissed the ninja off was in 20, when was it? Remind me when Greece and Cyprus were having financial problems. I want to say it was 2013, 2014, we had the Eurozone crisis. And Germany was acting again like the big bully on the block. And they were sitting there telling everyone what, you know, that we should pretty much destroy Greece's economy and Cyprus' economy and don't let them, you know, take down the Eurozone. Yet they were the ones that caused the 2005, 2006 crisis over there. But it was very, it wasn't reported in the media. You see, they were such a bully, the bully. They wanted to all the focus, the media attention to go on Greece and Cyprus. And I thought that was absolutely horrible, especially watching how the Eurozone really raped financially those countries. And so this is repeating. Now, I've told you ever since I started this channel that when you know when we are going to collapse, so we are about weeks away, no joke, a month to maybe 3 months at max away from our collapse happening is when Europe falls into a collapse. And right now, all the world is watching Germany because Germany is falling into recession. But check this story out. And I believe they're straight up lying. Let me know down below what you think. And as a matter of fact, everyone that's watching from Europe, please let me know what you're thinking, what you're seeing on the ground in the comment section. It is very important because we are being lied to. This story is out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled Miraculous Upward Revision Rescues Germany from Recession in Latest Data. It says it appears Berlin has been taking notes from their compatriots in Beijing when it comes to macroeconomic data goal seeking. Overnight saw preliminary reports that Germany's GDP growth tumbled 0.3% in Q4. Again, going back to what I've been telling you all along, that watch January's numbers coming out when we watch all kinds of numbers, GDP numbers of Q4, companies' earnings out of Q4. It's going to tell the tale because all this year from the winter, spring, the summer, fall, now it's getting progressively worse, whether it be companies' GDP numbers, countries' GDP numbers, or companies' quarterly reports, all right? So these were the preliminary numbers, was down 3.3%, which would have been now official Germany is in a recession, which also means there are lots of different companies, the way they invest, hedge funds, sovereign funds, in all kinds of funds, they would then pull back. They go, okay, they're in it. Okay, all the data's here. You see, a lot of investments happen based off of the history, right? It's crazy how people can't project what's coming in the future. But it says here, but do not worry, good citizen. Europe's largest economy, again, that's why everyone's watching Germany, is not in recession because by the power of all things great and good, it's like watching a He-Man, by the power of Grayskull, quarter three's negative 0.1% GDP growth print, which would have meant two quarters of GDP declines, or the classic marker of a recession, was revised up to unchanged of 0.0%. So now let's think about this. So they're coming in right now, and Germany's going to print, it looks like, a tumble of 0.3%. If you take that with last quarter's 0.01% negative GDP growth, they're now in a recession. And you remember I've told you all of these, watch the revisions, watch the revisions. Now, in the past, I've told you that because what happens is, especially in America, let's say a company's quarter one results come out and they're so-so, they're bad, but they're, kind of report. And then they come out with quarter twos, and quarter twos, everyone's focusing on quarter two all at the same time. They go, oh yeah, and here's the revision from quarter one. It was actually worse. But nobody gives a crap. Nobody watches. Analysts don't care. And that's why I keep bringing those news stories to you, because I'm like, look, you got to watch what's going on. What happened? They said, oh, it's only this bad. You know, this is good. It's right here. And then the next quarter, everyone's watching because they're like a puppy with two Peters. And they all of a sudden go, boom, it's actually this bad. But nobody cares. The stock doesn't move on that. It's that whole bad news is good news kind of thing. All right. So they just revised quarter three's negative 0.1% GDP to even. We're good. We're break even. So that pushes off a technical recession for yet one more quarter. Now, if you'll notice, if you think about just at the face value, it was down. Germany's GDP, they announced in quarter three, down 0.1%, right? Negative. This quarter, 0.3%, or sorry, yeah, 0.3%, which means it is getting worse. Okay, that's the cycle we're in. That's what you're going to see in 2024. You're going to see worse numbers. All right. So it says here, it was revised up, obviously, to unchanged. So it says, so not a recession at all, but no matter how much lipstick you can put on this pig, it was a dismal year. GDP also shrank 0.3% over the full 12 months. The first such downturn since everything closed in 2020. Additionally, factory output declined 0.3% from a month earlier in November after having slumped 0.7% in October. Initial survey feedback suggests that economic performance is likely to stall in 2024. Well, isn't that real interesting? Go figure. It says, according to the industry lobby, DIHK, Chambers of Industry and Commerce, they say even remaining in recession is still possible. The economic challenges remain great. Top officials, including Finance Minister Christian Lindner and Bundesbank President Joachim Niel, how's that German? Everyone in Germany is just like, gosh, ninja. Sorry, I'm just a dude with bro walking a dream. I'm not. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? He says they have dismissed talk that Germany is once again turning into the sick man of Europe. Well, I want you to understand the reason why is because they don't want you to know that everyone in the know is selling their crap. They're getting ready for this. This is akin to Jim Cramer talking about, you should buy this, you should buy that. And then next month, like, oh, I didn't know it was going to collapse. Weird. It's just creating a liquidity event, people. It's, and I mean, for them on the positive side, not a liquidity event where there's no liquidity. It's like they need to produce liquidity so that they can sell their crap. And they go on to say here, they're giving up on the talk of sick man of Europe, insisting the country has proved it can adapt to a changing environment. Now, it says here, they asked the question, or was this a miraculous upward revision designed to lead some credence to the ECB's claims that they are not considering rate cuts anytime soon? I do not believe that to be the case. I believe that they are just trying their hardest to keep anyone in that Eurozone out of a technical recession, especially the largest economy in the Eurozone. The Eurozone is such a powerful force when it comes to world economics because, quite simply, it is the hub. It has been the hub, the European Central Bank, of world finances, even though people think it's the Fed. No, the Fed, that they're like the baby, the stepchild to the Bank of Europe. We are so tied, it's disgusting. We tried to break away, but we let it back in when the Fed came out. That's just the truth. Now it says rate cut expectations for April have declined on the GDP revision, but remain high at around 80%. So you see, Europe's going through the exact same thing we are. Everybody's begging for stimulus, you know, cocaine in the form of low rates. They want to keep that high going. That will only exacerbate the problem, keep the bubble blowing up. But the scary thing is, I believe the Fed may actually do it because they've done it four times since 1972. And every time they drop the rates just a little bit and tell you everything's fine, It's not. It's actually done on purpose. That's the scary thing. I mean, I think that may be why the algos don't want to let this channel get over 440,000. It's a very special number, just, you know, the way the algo's written. Yes, to you guys watching, I know exactly how this is written. And I'm not talking about you guys watching the video. There's a couple people watching. But you know what? That's not going to stop the truth. There's so much deception. It's crazy. But the cool thing is I get to meet you. I get to read your comments, and people are waking up left and right. And the cool thing is, the sad thing is, not everyone's going to wake up. That's just how the world works, right? There's always going to be a group of people that are just clueless, and they keep saying ignorance is bliss, and they keep running around and losing every 7 to 10 years, and they go through a bankruptcy cycle. You know, there are a lot of people out there, and let me know down in the comment section if you know one of them that have been through bankruptcy multiple times. It's like you can't learn your lesson. Well, I'm here to wake up the people that aren't the people that are just haven't had any idea how these economic cycles work, these real estate cycles, and we're going to go out and absolutely crush it. So if you're going to crush it, you're planning on taking this information and crushing it, not getting scared and running under a blanket or, you know, drawing yourself a safe space, let me know down below. And let me know what you're looking at right now. What kind of data points you see? Again, thank you so much for your support of this channel. Thank you so much for going over to that new channel. That thing is growing fast. We got to get more stuff shot, some more videos, and I'm going to get more technical. Right now, it's starting with how to get out of debt for the average American, and we're going to take the average American from debt burdened to financially savvy in 1 year. I'm not joking. I can't wait to do this, and thank you so much for all of your support. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is going to go now do a video on the Real Estate Ninja channel, truth be told. See you guys.